Passage 17. The fact that we are not sure what intelligence is, nor what is passed on, does not prevent us from finding it a very useful working concept, and placing a certain amount of reliance on tests which measure it. In an intelligence test, we take a sample of an individual's ability to solve puzzles and problems of various kinds, and if we have taken a representative sample, it will allow us to predict successfully the level of performance he will reach in a wide variety of occupations. This became of particular importance when, as a result of the 1944 Education Act, secondary schooling for all became law, and grammar schools, with the exception of a small number of independent foundation schools, became available to the whole population. Since the number of grammar schools in the country could accommodate at most approximately 25% of the total child population of 11+, some kind of selection had to be made. Narrowly academic examinations and tests were felt, quite rightly, to be heavily weighted in favor of children who had had the advantage of highly academic primary schools and academically biased homes. Intelligence tests were devised to counteract this narrow specialization by introducing problems which were not based on specifically scholastically acquired knowledge. The intelligence test is an attempt to assess the general ability of any child to think, reason, judge, analyze, and synthesize by presenting him with situations, both verbal and practical, which are within his range of competence and understanding. Beatrice Tudor Hart, Learning to Live.